is going to be the first time that the Andrew Lloyd Webber version of Phantom of the Opera has been performed in Lexington. The touring productions that have been out have never been small enough to be physically or economically feasible in the Lexington Opera House, which is the prime venue where it would be presented. And up until now, the rights have never been granted to companies outside of the ones directly connected with the Webber organization to do Phantom of the Opera. So this is quite a coup for the University of Kentucky to get to present this show and really give it its Lexington debut.
How they manage that?
Well, it's been a lot of work. We have a story in the paper today about how they kind of landed this, and there are a lot of stipulations that Webber and the Rodgers and Hammerstein group that administers the rights put on the school. They really want it to be a student production, and they even had to go to the point of sending class rolls to Rodgers and Hammerstein to prove that every person in the cast is an enrolled student at the University of Kentucky, and there were various other stipulations that they had to do. But they are doing it up as a full Phantom production. The chandelier is going to crash on the stage. You're going to have the Phantom's boat and the pyrotechnics and all that. So when I walked in there Tuesday night for rehearsal, you could tell this was a bigger production than UK Opera has ever done.
And there's a big benefit this weekend at the Singletary Center, the Real World String Band with Nikki Finney. It's performing, and a group out of Berea is benefiting.
Yes, this is really kind of a cool little event. The Real World String Band, they are celebrating their 35th anniversary. And as we have mentioned numerous times everywhere, because we're so proud of it, Nikki Finney won the National Book Award this year. And they are collaborating on a concert at the Singletary Center that is going to benefit the New Opportunities School for Women. This school is oriented toward helping women in need, kind of get back on their feet and get out into the world. And they suffered a fire that really wiped out a lot of their supplies of, like, clothing and things like that. And so this concert is going to be a celebration that really helps out a worthwhile organization.
And one busy singer-songwriter has been Lexington's Ben Salee. He's got a couple shows this weekend and just came out with a new album.
He did, Ben, and it's kind of a little bit of a departure for Ben. He has been primarily known sort of in roots music as the cello guy. He really came to the forefront about 5 years ago as a singer-songwriter who has cello as his primary instrument. He grew up in Lexington and was part of organizations like the Central Kentucky Youth Orchestra, and has really, sort of made a distinct name for himself. His new album is a little bit bigger, maybe a little bit more electric and rocky than previous efforts, but it's still very recognizable, Ben Salee. And we'll have several opportunities to hear it live in Kentucky in the next week. He's got two shows in Louisville this weekend, and then he's going to be playing at the Debate Festival at Center College on Thursday.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.